Hello, class. I'm Professor Jim Bucket, and I'd like to read for you an article I wrote about European cave art. You can read the text and practice some vocabulary and whatnot in my newsletter, The Jim Bucket List, at professorjimbucket.substack.com. Look for Volume 1, Issue 2, titled Sherlock Holmes and More. First up, Altamira. In 1868, Modesto Cubillas Perez, a weaver who also worked on the farm of a Spanish jurist and amateur archaeologist named Marcelino Sanz de Sautuola, was out hunting when his dog ran away. While searching for the dog, Cubillas discovered a cave on Sautuola's property. In 1879, Sautuola's 8-year-old daughter Maria led him into the cave to observe some drawings on the walls. The polychrome drawings portray the abundant wildlife of an ancient era: the steppe bison, now extinct, horses, goats and deer, and what may be a wild boar. There were also abstract images and the outlines of handprints made by blowing powder over a hand placed on the wall. Sautuola called in a professional archaeologist from the University of Madrid, and in 1880 they published their find, claiming the drawings were from the Paleolithic era. Other professionals rejected and ridiculed their conclusions. The drawings were in such pristine condition that they seemed to be fake. It was not until other similar sites were found that Sautuola's conclusions were accepted in 1902. Unfortunately, he was not around to hear their apologies. He had died 14 years earlier. The cave is about 3,300 feet or 1,000 meters long, with a series of chambers connected by twisting passages. Artifacts deposited under the floor indicate two periods of occupation, about 18,500 years ago, and again from 16,590 to 14,000 years ago. In between, only wild animals lived in the cave. Next, let's talk about the cave at Trois Frères. In 1914, three young men, sons of Count Henri Begoin, were exploring caves on their father's land, along with a couple of their friends, when they stumbled onto an amazing find. Now called Trois Frères, meaning three brothers, the cave is considered one of the most important sites of Paleolithic cave art. After the war, the site was studied by famed French priest archaeologist Abbé Henri Breuil, who rated it one of the six best in the world. There are some 350 painted caves in France and Spain alone. The cave is over 1,300 feet or 400 meters long, and is located on three levels. The river that created the cave still flows through the bottommost level. The upper two contain an explosion of over 350 figures, which seem to date back as early as 15,000 to 14,000 years ago. The art of Trois Frères includes 84 horses, 170 bison, 20 ibex, a kind of wild goat, 40 reindeer, 8 bears, 6 felines, 2 mammoths, 1 woolly rhinoceros, 6 birds, 7 human or godlike figures, 5 hand stencils, and numerous wedges, dots, semicircles, and other abstract designs. The cave may be best known, though, for a controversial figure called the Sorcerer. No one knows what he or it really symbolizes, but Breuil guessed it was a type of priest or magician dressed for a ceremony. Others see it as a master animal, a kind of spirit, or even a god. Most people know it from Breuil's drawing, which in recent years has been challenged as inaccurate. Finally, let's visit Lascaux. In September 1940, an 18-year-old was out in southwestern France with his dog, Robot, when Robot fell into a hole. Returning with three friends, the young man descended a 50-foot or 15-meter shaft to discover galleries filled with images primarily of large animals that would have lived in the area some 17,000 years earlier. Father Breuil showed up here, too, and his drawings are heavily relied upon today due to the deterioration of the originals caused by the carbon dioxide expelled by visitors, some 1,200 per day, from the cave's opening to the public in 1948 until its closing in 1963. The galleries have been given picturesque names like the Hall of the Bulls and the Chamber of Felines. The paintings are the work of many generations of artists and include nearly 6,000 figures of animals, over 900, humans, and abstract designs. Of the animals, 605 have been identified with certainty. 364 of these are horses, and 90 are stags. Others include cattle and bison, felines, a bird, a bear, a rhinoceros, and a human. We sometimes like to think that we modern humans are the best at everything, but the sophistication of the artwork in these caves dates back to a time when much of Europe was still covered in ice, and reindeer was the main dish in many a meal in France and Spain. And that's that. Don't forget, you can read the full text and find questions, practices, and exercises at professorjimbucket.substack.com. Just look for Volume 1, Issue 2, titled Sherlock Holmes and More.